Here's Trick On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Happy New Year to you and yours from everybody here at Robin Hood Radio, CATV 6 and 252, the Bargain Barn, and the Robin Hood Radio Network. National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory in effect for our area from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. tomorrow. Mixed precipitation, total snow accumulations ranging anywhere up to 3 inches of ice and snow accumulations, and a trace or 2/10 of an inch of ice. That will happen in our area in the Mid-Hudson Valley, also southern Taconics and Litchfield Hills, and immediate South County, Massachusetts, again from 7 p.m. tonight till 7 a.m. tomorrow. Plan on slippery conditions. The greatest ice accumulations are expected above 1,000 feet in elevation. Mixed precipitation will change terrain from south to north in the Hudson Valley to Albany late tonight. Region 1 has received notification about a positive case for coronavirus in Salisbury. A family member in the Salisbury Central School staff member tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with any staff or students. The staff member is symptom-free and per CDC protocol will remain at home in quarantine for 14 days. In Great Barrington, a court ruling has scuttled the plans for an apartment complex. A court ruling that prevents an easement from being moved has scuttled plans for a 47-unit live and work in town apartment complex, ending a 2-year fight in court. In Massachusetts Land Court, the judge said the developer of Manville Place mixed-use complex cannot relocate an easement on neighboring property belonging to Donald and Priscilla Willis. Foster's judgment was finalized on September 14th. The developers had planned to build a complex just south of downtown. It's unclear whether they will try to find a new location. The project under 26 Manville LLC was slated for construction on 3 lots at Manville Street's dead end near the railroad tracks. A petition has been put together to fight. Pauling Elementary School parents and citizens are spearheading a drive to stop a cell tower that is only 800 feet from the elementary school. In Great Barrington, a town couple donation will expand the playground at Lake Mansfield Beach. Susan and Judd Shovel have given $45,000 to buy and install new play equipment in the spring, according to a release from Great Barrington. Basin Landscaping of Sheffield is donating the installation work. The town manager said the town is grateful and that the children need as much play space as possible. Meanwhile, at Bradley International Airport, fire crews responded to the airport yesterday afternoon for a plane that was coming in to make an emergency landing. Officials said the plane was experiencing landing gear issues, which resulted in the need for the emergency landing. A spokesperson at Bradley Airport said the plane was able to land safely shortly after 1 p.m. There were 2 people on board the plane, a Piper Aerostar. No injuries were reported. The Connecticut Supreme Court has come to a decision regarding a lawsuit that was filed against Governor Ned Lamont. Back in June, the owner of a bar in Milford, Christine Casey, filed a lawsuit claiming the governor acted, quote, beyond his statutory and constitutional authority, end quote, when he approved several executive orders, claiming that she was not able to reopen her pub due to the governor's executive orders, adding that she's been draining her personal savings and borrowing money from her family to stay afloat. Upon further examination of various records and arguments brought forth by both sides, the Supreme Court found that although Casey raised important questions pertaining to the governor's authority in a pandemic, Lamont's actions were determined to be constitutional. According to the state Supreme Court, they concluded, quote, we acknowledge the incredible difficult economic situation the plaintiffs and thousands of others across the state are in, given the COVID-19 pandemic. We also acknowledge, however, the governor is charged with protecting the health, safety, and welfare of citizens of Connecticut, and that COVID-19 presents an unforeseen and unpredictable pandemic that is not static or isolated in the form of a crisis. The way farm workers are paid in New York could drastically change pending the decision of a panel charged with making the recommendations. It seems the panel will likely wait until the last minute, though. The 3-member Farm Wage Board appointed earlier this year to parse out one of the most controversial points in the New York Fair Labor Practices Act, which instituted a broad array of new standards for farms. The law included a 60-hour threshold after which workers must receive 2/3 pay, time and a half, as well as mandatory day of rest and collective bargaining rights. Last year, when the full bill was under consideration, labor groups pushed for the threshold to be set at the 40-hour limit like most industries, but were met with significant pushback from the agriculture sector. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up yesterday at 30,606.48. The NASDAQ at 12,888.28. And the S&P 500 at 3756.07. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.